Hello out there. For all you wondering why a Halloween episode is coming out in November, we actually recorded it around late September. And when I got around to working on it, I hated it so much. I just worked on it a little bit at a time. And I don't know, eventually got an edit and it's fine. It's a fine episode. Is it going to change your life? No. You know, but let's give it a whirl. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Wrong Side of 30. My name is Brandon, and I am joined by Ms. Keisha.
Hello.
And Mr. Billy. Say hi to the people, Billy.
Yo.
Oh, how are you guys up to today for this?
How are you guys up to today?
But, hey, shut. I'm just trying to throw everything together right now.
Wow.
Because we weren't
going
supposed
for about
to record
seconds.
Today. We weren't supposed to. Well, we were supposed to record, and then it had to get postponed a day, and then it had to get unpostponed a day back. So it's been a bit of an expedited prep schedule. But Keisha, you want to tell the people why we had to postpone?
Ooh, not yet. We're not ready for that yet.
What?
Yeah. No, not yet.
Wow, what a tease. Mm-hmm.
God damn it.
But that does bring up the question. I mean, what do you think the odds were that the listeners out there were just sitting there thinking, oh, it was Keisha. Keisha caused the scheduling problem.
Pretty high, probably.
Yeah. So, Keisha, how did your visit to MD Anderson go in Houston?
Oh, so first of all, MD Anderson is like amazing. If you ever have any sort of scare like I did, try to go there because they are super, literally the best probably medical experience I've ever had. So we got a whole test and I got another ultrasound for my neck. And yeah, so we found out that we actually don't know for sure if it is or is not cancerous, but we got the recommendation to get it removed because it went from like 3 centimeters to 5 centimeters in less than 2 years, which is pretty aggressive, I think. So I have to go get a lobectomy, not a lobotomy, a lobectomy.
They can do that. They'll throw one of those in for free. Just take a little off the top of the brain.
Yeah, so they have to, like, I think they're going to do it, like, right in the middle here. They're going to cut, like, right in the middle of my throat.
Are they going to give you one of those, like, little, like, voice box machines so you talk like this?
I hope so. But I was like, so we have to find a place to put it. So it's going to be here, and then they're going to, like, literally open up my neck. And, well, I don't know that. I'm making that up. But they're probably just going to open up a little bit and then take off the right side of my thyroid. Yeah, this whole right side. And then, yeah, they're going to just make sure nothing else is in there and take everything out. And then I have to be at the hospital for a day and then recover for a week. And then hopefully I won't have any more things to worry about when it comes to my
thyroid. Are you going to make them record the surgery so that you can watch your own surgery like you did as a child with your dad's
patients? I wonder if I could ask for that. I also want them to be like, hey, while you're in there, can you like bring up my neck fat a little bit?
Can you do a little bit of a tuck here?
Yeah.
A little nip, a little
while
tuck.
While you're in there. Like, or bring up my boobs a little. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, that kind of doctor. So how much would you guess a Brazilian butt lift is?
Oh, yeah, we were looking at this.
I'm going to guess $60,000.
No, come on. You know what a Brazilian butt lift
per
is?
Butt.
It's kind of like lipo plus butt implant. It's not an implant in your butt. They just take the fat from your stomach and they put it in your butt.
Yeah.
Surgery is expensive, man. You got to pay for hospital bills. You got to pay like nurses, doctors, anesthesiologists, which I guess falls in the doctor category.
No, only $9,000.
Is that with insurance or is that
I don't
no
think insurance would cover a Brazilian butt tuck.
See, that's what I'm telling you. I bet it's just that for the surgery. They don't tell you about all of the other surrounding costs, like your hospital stay.
Is there any pre-existing condition that could be cured with a Brazilian? Maybe like depression.
What if it was like scoliosis or something? It's like, once you have this much fat in your butt, your posture will never be bad again.
Well, you know, like you can't sit down on your butt for like 3 weeks.
How do you poop?
Very carefully.
I don't. I don't know.
Like, do you have to poop from the side? Have you ever tried pooping sideways?
You can't do that. What?
Like, if you're laying on your side, could you poop that way?
It would be very messy.
Do you have one of those vacuum cleaners where the hose comes out?
What if you're laying on your stomach?
What? That doesn't make any sense.
No, but if you have a Brazilian butt lift, like, you can't put any pressure on the outside of your butt because there's a hole,
right? Yeah, that's why you get the hose, the astronaut hose.
They put that in your butt and it sucks the poop out?
Isn't that how astronauts poop?
Well, I went to the Johnson Space Center in Houston.
Really?
So you just did a tour. You were like, yeah, cancer hospital tour.
Well, yeah. I just, my dad was trying to keep me distracted from like sitting and just thinking about this whole thing the whole time. So my parents are huge fans of the City Pass, which I didn't know they had one for Houston, but it's like $65 per person and you get single admission to 5 of the museums.
Now, based on our vacation talk, I'm going to assume they also brought a rice cooker around with you to all the locations to make lunch.
We were talking about the space toilet. That's where this conversation was going. So when we went there, they had a whole, like, I don't know if it's the actual space thing that they went to space with, where they actually, like, where they piloted this rocket ship.
The command module?
The command module. On the right side of it is the toilet.
Yeah.
There's like a tiny wall and this little hole that you're supposed to make sure your butt makes it in the middle of. And then it just sucks the poop out. There's no hose. It's just like I imagine it's like the vacuum, you know?
Oh, it just sucks it right out of you?
Yeah.
Very few job opportunities where you actually office out of your restroom.
It's like right outside. You just go take a right as soon as you get out of the cockpit, then you make poops. Well, they had like a wall of stuff. There was like wipes, like dry wipes, wet wipes, air fresheners, which I was like, that's nice. But I guess it doesn't matter when you're in space. Do you need air fresheners? Do farts travel in space?
Yes.
In space, no one can hear you fart.
Yes.
You can smell stuff in space?
Yes. What do you think space is?
It's a vacuum.
Not inside the command module.
Yeah, if it were a vacuum inside the ship, everybody would basically turn inside out.
Yeah, it's pressurized inside.
So it's smellier.
Yeah, probably. There's nowhere for it to go.
Just recirculated air.
Over and over and over. Yeah, I mean, up to now, I mean, the shuttle was a little bit better, but it didn't really get, you know, that high out. Side of or that high up compared to, you know, the old the Apollo missions, but like everything that astronauts traveled in was super super small and like just like almost claustrophobic.
Did you do Yelp reviews of all the different places you stopped? Like, you strike me as a Yelper. At least your parents strike me as Yelpers.
When I was in Providence, I was a member of the Yelp elite for 7 years. Thank you very much.
So we can find, like, based on your feedback about MD Anderson, you'd be like, oh, it's worth getting cancer just to be admitted for their services.
5 out of 5 stars. Would recommend. Yeah, we Yelped everything.
Try the lobster roll in the cafeteria.
What, you know what sucked, though, was there's this thing in Houston called the Downtown Aquarium.
Yeah, owned by the Landry's Company.
Yeah.
Houston Rockets owner.
Do you see them, like, take some fish out of an aquarium tank and throw it in a fryer?
Okay, that's what I was saying. What's so fucked up is that downstairs is like a conservation aquarium where you're like learning about fish. And then when you get out of the whole thing, you go upstairs.
And you fish sticks, like complimentary fish sticks.
There's a restaurant. There's like a seafood restaurant. And I'm like, so the reason why I remember this place is because we went up to visit Brandon's family in high school. And this was like the new fancy place to go. And so it was
the shit.
Yeah. And my dad was like, oh, let's go to that place that we went and met Brandon's parents at. That place was fancy. And then we went.
Things have not been kind to the aquarium downtown. And like they have like 2 white tigers or Siberian. I don't know what they are.
At an aquarium? Did they drown them?
No. But they just, it's like the saddest, smallest.
It makes no sense whatsoever.
Display. And like their muscles are all atrophied. Like, I'm not a big PETA guy, but, like, it's hard not to feel bad for those tigers.
Yeah. So, the thing is, we went through the fish exhibit way too fast. And so, my dad tried to go back because he was like, I thought there would be more. And then he tried to wander into the stingray exhibit where you have to pay extra to touch the stingray. And they kept telling us that we were not allowed. It was a 1 admission only for the City Pass.
All right. Before we get on to the show, I saw this and I knew we had to talk about it because it spoke to me. It felt like something, honestly, I would do if I had kids.
What if we just guessed the headline first, since you said you would do it if you had kids?
Yeah, sure.
Single man, estranged from wife, sells kids for, you know, cocktail waitress. I don't know how it all pieces together, but I imagine that's something you would do if you had kids and Paula left you.
You're cold a little bit. Keisha, what do you think?
Enter your child into an underground fight club.
Oh, God. I thought you were just going to say enter your child.
Oh, come on. No. All right. A Texas man accused of letting his 13-year-old stepdaughter drive them to get ice cream is facing charges. Javier Menendez Aguilar of Lubbock, Texas, was indicted on felony charge of endangering a child and criminal negligence. On September 9th, a police officer pulled over a 13-year-old girl driving an SUV. A police report said Martinez Aguilar was in the passenger seat. She was driving her stepfather to get ice cream because he was drunk, the report said. I would absolutely do that because I'd be like, you want ice cream? I want ice cream. You got to learn how to drive someday.
Let's talk you through. You see an octagon, you stop. You see a triangle, you yield. Dad, what's yield? I'll tell you when you get older.
We've all been there, like inebriated and wanting snacks.
Dude,
I feel bad for the guy. I think you got to go easy on him.
Yeah.
Criminal negligence. I didn't realize that that was punishable. I feel like I daily practice criminal negligence and I don't even realize it.
Like how?
I don't know, man. I'm doing all sorts of weird shit.
What the fuck does that mean?
I don't know. I just turned into Keisha. That was a Keisha statement.
I wish that there was a way that I could teach Chonks to drive me places or to make like guacamole. Because there are some foods that I really...
Your bulldog puppy that's not good at anything? That's never going to happen. I babysat that dog for 4 days. He has no skill.
Imagine him...
He has no talent.
Imagine him trying
to... He's just hungry.
Trying to cut
He's
open
hungry all the
an
time.
Avocado and like scraping it. I just want someone or some animal to make food for me. That's all.
You should hire David S. Pixley. I think his cooking prowess is limitless.
All I want in life. Just someone to... feed me.
A neighbor was like, my stove isn't working. Does anybody have anybody who can help? And the same lady was like, I recommend David S. Pixley. And I was like, oh my God, this is not going to end well.
There's like a gas explosion.
I mean, sure, let him rebuild your fence, but not fix your stove.
Did you turn off the gas line?
Gas line.
Giant explosion. And then David S. Pixley just walks out of the fire, just totally unscathed.
In slow motion. Yeah.
He's either like a T-1000 or Satan. I haven't decided yet.
Okay, Halloween. The one holiday that means just as much to you as a kid as it does an adult.
Nope, not true.
I love Halloween, man.
So unlike some holidays like Christmas or Easter, Halloween stays with us and grows and changes as we grow and change.
Is that like a fat joke, like from eating candy or?
No, what? It's just like, you know, it means so much to you when you're a little kid and then maybe you fall away from it a little bit. But then like as an adult, you learn to appreciate the fun and randomness and ridiculousness of it.
Nope.
So we wanted to take an episode to figure out what exactly is Halloween meant to you as you've grown up in these years, and how has it changed in that time and evolved with you as you've gotten older?
I find it mostly forgettable.
Let me, do you not like Halloween?
I am neutral. It's like,
Neutral to Halloween? Like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
I don't know, it's like Labor Day, except for you don't get the day off.
You don't get, did you not get candy? Didn't you live in like a rich neighborhood? They probably gave out like the full size candy and not the little, like the travel size ones.
There was a house that gave out full Butterfingers. The Knox family, God bless you.
See? That's privilege. We didn't get that. We had to travel to the other side of town to go to the fancy
houses.
Yeah,
you probably came to my side. We always had these little Agribiters from like completely different neighborhoods that were driving around in cars from door to door.
All right, so guys, what is your earliest impression of Halloween?
Mediocrity.
What's the earliest? Come on. What's the... How young were you? What do you first remember about Halloween?
So first Halloween that I can remember, I don't know. I was probably like... 7. I mean, I know that I did stuff before then and probably went to like little, you know, got dressed up as like a pumpkin or a ghost or something stupid by my mom. But the first actual legitimate memory I have is going to a sleepover party where they played Ernest Scared Stupid. And I got so scared of the troll, my mom had to come pick me up because I was crying. So I didn't get to sleep over. It was kind of like You know how Keisha used to sneak out with her mom? And it was kind of like that, except for instead of sneaking, I sniveled and cried until I was no longer allowed to stay at the party.
So in the Philippines, Halloween wasn't a thing. We grew up in kind of a poor neighborhood. The thought of going to someone, another poor person's house.
And taking food.
And dressing up as something scary and then asking for shit. Just did not.
It's too real.
It did not make sense to my culture. So
that's how you get stabbed.
We only started doing Halloween when we came to America, and I didn't understand it either because I think my first experience was actually at school, and people just start. They're like, "Okay, so tomorrow you have to dress up as like something for Halloween," and I was like, "Is there a show? Like, is there like why?" And then my mom, we didn't have anything. So this is a part of my top five, but I'll talk about it now. The only costume we had was like, I think it was like a baptism dress. So I wore like this white dress and my mom was like, you're a...
So for Halloween, you just dressed like you were part of Billy's family?
Yeah. We're going as Christians.
She was like, you're a child bride. And I was like, now that I think about
what?
It.
What? That's so weird.
I just wore all.
But it was Alabama, you know, and Roy Moore was
so
very popular neighbor.
Yeah, so the whole like dressing up piece didn't click with me, and then what made a lot of sense for me was the whole getting free candy, and then I was like, wow,
this is amazing. It's just like a huge cultural misunderstanding. It's like dress up, and it's like not a costume, just dress fancy, like you're going to cotillion or something. Just a complete mistranslation of that sense.
So yeah,
I mean, we've all had like super fast costumes in our lives, right? I think my go-to was always karate costume, because at some point in my life I took karate and there was a karate outfit in my dresser. Like, I remember specifically, I one year wanted to be a monster, and I told my parents, I want to be a monster, that's what I want to be for Halloween. They're like, are you sure? I said, yes. And then my mom and dad showed up with a Power Ranger outfit instead. And I loved Power Rangers then. I mean, I still love it now. I could talk your ear off about Power Rangers, but...
Please don't.
It was one of those things.
Make it known that Brandon forced me to join this fucking Facebook group that's only about Power Rangers.
Force you? What, did I put a gun to your head? Yes, I'm in multiple Power Rangers Facebook groups, and they're great.
I was like, why did you invite me to this? And he's like, oh, it's so cool. I'm like, what the fuck am I doing
it? Anyways.
Hey, guys, I'm going to bring my attractive single friend to the Facebook group.
She's a real girl.
She's dating someone right now, but you just pretend she doesn't.
So I love Power Rangers, so it was a very thoughtful gift. But what my parents did not understand is that school back then, and I don't know if it's different now, because it seems now it's not cool to bully, but it was sure pretty cool to bully when I was growing up. And so I think Power Rangers was probably something that all kids liked, but no kids could talk about liking publicly because it was lame and you didn't want to get made fun of. You know, you didn't want to get called names. And I already had enough nicknames.
What were the nicknames you had?
Farmaweenie is the one that I mostly remember.
Oh my God, I want to call you that.
Go ahead, I don't care.
Farmaweenie.
Now I don't care. Farmaweenie, yeah. So my parents did not appreciate the nuance of that. All they could think about was they tried to do something nice for me. And I was not emotionally complex enough to appreciate their gesture. All I could think of was like, I told you what I wanted. I told you what I wanted. Why didn't you just do what I said? And so like they were like, you're going as this. And I held out. And so like
you held out?
Yeah, I said, no, I'm not doing it, because I felt like it was social suicide. And I'm like, there's no fucking way I'm wearing that. So I basically got, what's that treatment? Ignored? What do you call it?
Silent treatment.
I got the silent treatment from my parents for a while, or at least a couple days because of that. And like, I had multiple adults come talk to me privately that I needed to wear that Power Ranger costume. And I told each one to their face, no, I can't do it. And I put on my karate outfit.
You know what though, Brandon? Good for you for knowing what you want and sticking to it and standing up for yourself. I applaud that.
I mean, I would understand if I was like, go buy anything, you know?
Well, that's funny.
Trust your kids, man. Trust your kids.
No,
they understand
no,
the world
no.
that they're in.
Because you know what? When you were complaining about how you said you wanted one thing and you didn't get it, you sound like my little sister when she graduated from college, or high school, actually, and all she wanted was a Chanel bag. And my mom...
No, but a monster is not like... It's not like I was asking something that they couldn't afford.
You
it's
don't
an
know
arbitrary
that.
Difference between a monster and a Power Ranger. It's not like asking for a Chanel bag. And I totally believe that because I know your sister very well.
So my parents got her a Sam's Club membership.
Wow. A Sam's Club membership instead of a Chanel bag? What was her response?
She started crying.
Did they put it in like a purse-shaped box or something just
Wait. What was she graduating?
I think this was either high school or college. It might have been college.
She was either 18 or 22 and she started crying when her parents didn't get her a Chanel bag?
She really wanted the Chanel bag and my mom was like, but we got you a business Sam's Club membership.
Oh my
well, to be
God.
Fair, that's a very practical gift if you want to buy olives in bulk.
Yeah, man. And then eventually, maybe they'll have a Chanel bag available on the website.
But your sister probably, what, she's like 5 years younger?
Yeah.
She probably doesn't remember the more humble...
Beginnings?
Experiences or beginnings that you do, right?
No, she doesn't remember. I mean, she got like a Dooney and Burke bag when she was like in high school, which was pretty fancy.
A what?
Dooney and Burke.
Is that like the Power Rangers of bags?
No, you don't get beat up for having that. Why? So you took karate and you had the option to go as a Power Ranger and just embrace your nerddom, and you should have been able to defend yourself. What's the
Nerds
issue?
Weren't cool back then, man.
Yeah, but you took karate so that you could defend yourself. I saw the Karate Kid. Could you do the crane?
I was a white belt. I couldn't do shit.
Oh.
Isn't the white belt just like a, it's almost like an attendance belt, like you're here?
Yes. That is exactly
what it is. It's
literally
just used to keep your
belt.
Robe closed so that it doesn't
So you
open
thought
up.
That yes. was tougher than a Power Ranger? Like some kid would respect you for showing your white belt?
I just really didn't want to be a Power Ranger.
I don't know,
I would feel worse if it was like the Green Ranger, but it was the Red Ranger who was lame, so I'm okay with it. So I got to say, my earliest impressions of Halloween, I don't know how many of you guys out there were daycare kids. I was a daycare kid. And it was just all the kids dressed up like super silly in daycare. And it was like one of the nice escapes from the day-to-day daycare life, which is kind of like prison for children. There's shanks. There's fights.
Somebody's in a devil costume and like whittles down their pitchfork to actually be able to stab someone with plastic.
Did you guys have like costume contests at daycare?
No contests because you didn't want to you didn't want to cause any friction need to be there. But you wear your own costume. So I think that was the one of the earliest impressions I had. And I think ever since then I've always loved it. You know, I don't understand people who don't embrace Halloween. It's really an opportunity where you can just be silly and be something silly, be looked at as silly, and everything is just okay, celebrated. You know, it's just so much fun.
I was going to say, Billy looks like he's never enjoyed any Halloween ever in his entire life.
I mean, I'm sure I did as a kid, but the, earlier thesis statement that we enjoyed as much as adults as we do as kids, I think is ridiculous. But go ahead. I'm interested in being... You can change my mind. I'm open to change.
I don't give a fuck about changing your mind. That's not what this is about.
Whoa.
So wait, as an adult, you don't enjoy... Do you decorate your house for Halloween?
Absolutely not.
Why?
Because it's a drag and a pain in the ass.
But do you decorate your house for Christmas?
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
No, Christmas is Jesus.
Halloween is Satan.
Christmas has like a season. It's like a month and a half. Why the fuck am I going to spend hours to decorate for one day?
No,
it's Halloween is a month long.
It's tomorrow, well, starting
that's
tomorrow.
The problem with Halloween. That's now you're just triggering actual anger.
No, we already have decorations up in our neighborhood.
What a waste of money.
Oh, come on. Where's your sense of like fun and festivitous?
It's spent in places that matter, not on Halloween.
All right, what was your favorite and least favorite costume?
In college, I made a Halloween costume for $6, and it was perfect.
What was it?
Fred Flintstone.
Ooh. And
I went to Walmart. I bought.
You were a fantastic Fred Flintstone.
Thank you. I was, and it cost $6. I just bought the fabric and cut it out myself, and then had someone staple me in with like liquid stitch.
And your buddy Carson was
Barney.
Barney.
And then that girl, Georgia, was Pebbles.
Oh, I forgot about Georgia. Can you do the voice?
It was never good. It was like, Barney boy, yabba dabba doo.
That's fantastic. Oh, my God. You need to do that this year, and Maggie would be such a great...
She was my Wilma that year. That was the year she fights with me all the time because I had two Wilmas that year.
Oh,
I had Maggie as my initial Wilma, but then she kissed a friend of mine, although I didn't know she was going to kiss a friend of mine at the time. We weren't dating then. We were just friends. So we went to Sixth Street, and she was my Wilma, and she like made like a ping pong ball, like pearl necklace, and got like orange spray and sprayed her blonde hair completely orange. She looked great. I still have photos of it. And then I went to a party, Ariana's party, my friend Laura, and she was dating someone. It wasn't like a dating thing.
Yeah, I think I saw that Wilma because I remember seeing a Wilma.
Yeah, I had two Wilmas. That was the year of two Wilmas.
Do your Wilma voice.
Fred.
No. Don't you yell Wilma?
Fred.
I have no idea how to do Wilma. I don't even remember what
you
she
didn't yell
like.
Wilma.
Oh, that makes way more sense.
I thought you were asking him to be Wilma.
Yeah, me too. Thought it was like a gender role thing.
Wilma! God.
I think I peaked.
Oh, that's pretty good.
That should be your costume every year, man.
Yeah, it's a good fit.
It's pretty good.
I think my cheapest costume put together actually with Keisha. We went to Goodwill one year in Austin, and I just found a Jedi robe and a gray, huge, long beard and a staff. So I was like, hey, I'll be Moses. So I went as Moses, and it was great. And especially because we went downtown to 6th Street in Austin, and I found a Jesus.
And then there was
we battled a little bit, Moses versus Jesus.
You should post that picture.
Like, I had my staff. Yeah, I should post a picture. I had that staff, my staff, like I was like, you know, like fucking Lord of the Rings. And he was just doing one of these where like lightning bolts shooting out of his fingers. Like the Emperor from Star Wars.
like a hackneyed magician.
Yes. Like, ooh, Jesus power.
That's pretty great. My worst costume was I just wore a suit and then borrowed somebody's witch hat, and I called myself a bitch, a business witch. That was like my least effort into a costume ever. I was like, well, I own a suit. My friend has a witch hat. Done. And then that was a year that my friend went as... the H1N1 virus and was like in a big pig suit and he had a torn ACL. And so I had to like push him around in a wheelchair. So it was this, you know, guy in a suit with a witch hat pushing around. Actually, I don't think it was a wheelchair. I think it was a grocery cart we had like stolen from an HEB. And I was just pushing him around from party to party in college while he was pretty good memory.
I wonder how many coronavirus costumes there's going to be this year. Because people are still going to go out for Halloween because they're morons.
Yeah, you can stay, you know, six feet apart from someone until they hand you candy.
Wait, are we doing anything for Halloween?
No, I'm not. We always give away. We give out candy every year, but this year I'm going to shut it all down.
You can come to my licking party where everybody just gets less than 6 inches away and just licks one another.
So Halloween urban legends.
Yes.
What's your number one Halloween urban legend? Is it the razor blade apple for everybody?
Yeah, I mean, that was the one that everyone knew.
That no one actually knows anyone who's ever gotten one?
Let's check out Snopes.
There was another thing where they put, like, needles in, like Kit Kat bars or something.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put needles in candy this year, and it's going to be fucking vaccines, because there's so many goddamn parents out there that aren't vaccinating their children. Beware, because if your kids get candy from my house, it's going to be giving them a fucking measles vaccine.
So Snopes says the pins and needles is true fact.
All right, what's your favorite Halloween movie?
Casper is technically a Halloween movie.
Casper's a better movie than it was a cartoon. I don't know if you guys ever watched the Casper cartoon.
I loved the cartoon growing up.
Oh, you suck.
I think the movie is the reason why I love skinny white boy is.
Oh, really? Because for the 2 minutes that Casper became a real boy?
He was Devon Sawa, and he was so freak with the little haircut and the blue eye. Oh, Casper as a real boy was part of my sexual awakening.
Gross.
Him and Prince Eric from The Little Mermaid, those two.
Keisha, you're disgusting.
And Max from the Goofy movie.
All right, guys. So I got a question. Were sexy costumes popular when we were kids, or did we just not notice them?
I don't think they were popular. There was like a clear defining point when all of a sudden sexy costumes became a thing.
Was it when Gen Xers became older, or was it millennials?
What do you define?
I think it was
as-
because I was in Dallas, and then I went to Austin, where there's like a way bigger Halloween scene where they shut down 6th Street. So that was like, it happened right on my freshman year that I realized that there's like a whole Halloween for single people to have cleavage.
A sexy costume. What is that?
Cleavage.
Whoa. Yeah, I guess just think something that is revealing. I think something that reveals your legs, your boobies, if you're a lady, if you are a gentleman, your abs or butt. Yeah. Like, I think a fireman for a guy, a fireman costume would qualify as sexy.
The jacket without the undershirt.
Yeah.
I think it all started with Elvira, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but Elvira's been around, man, for a long time.
Yeah, I'm just saying there was a difference between, you know, when I was a kid, I didn't know about Elvira. Mm. And then, you know, you go to 6th Street, you see a couple of Elviras, you're like, whoa, who's that?
So let's talk about 6th Street a little bit, because it's coming up already a few times in the show so far. So for those of you, I'm sure a lot of you guys who are familiar with the city of Austin know 6th Street is kind of like a bar central. If you're more familiar with New Orleans, it's
like Bourbon
Street.
Yeah.
Yeah. So for Halloween, it is probably the most crowded day of the year on a street that's already pretty crowded. I mean, they shut down 6th Street when there's not a fucking pandemic going on for vehicular traffic just because there's so many people. For Halloween, you're just shoulder to shoulder. Mm-hmm. And it's just like thousands of costumes. And I think the weirdest thing I've ever seen on Halloween was on 6th Street. And I thought it was a one-time thing, but I've seen many people dressed up as penises or other genitalia on 6th Street. So guys, let me ask you, what is the weirdest thing you've seen on Halloween?
A dead body?
What?
I'm just kidding.
Oh, Jesus.
The weirdest thing. Weirdest costume or just weird in general?
Weird in general.
I think having, like, watching two people that are very drunk in costume doing sexual things.
What?
Weird.
Whoa. Let's explore this.
Like, I was at a party in college. It just depends. Like normal sexual stuff is fine, but then they're in costume. So it, like, really is confusing. Like, this guy was dressed up as an old woman, and this girl was dressed up as, I think, what was she? She was like a sexy cat, I think. And they were like making out. And so when you're really drunk and you quickly look over, you just see an old woman making out with a cat.
Good stuff. I think I saw a dude in a Green Man costume, and it was way too tight, and you could just see his penis. Like, yeah. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
The longer you stare.
I was enamored. I was just like staring directly at his penis. Like, look at that.
Well, have you ever messed around with somebody else in costume?
Yes. But it didn't last very long because it was like the year that I decided to dress up as like a guy.
Oh my God.
Did that carry on into the messing around? Were you like, take it.
No, but like, on. I was in costume, and my costume I had included a mustache. And it was just like, after like 5 minutes in, the guy was just like, nah, man.
Can you take off the mustache or give me a mustache ride? One of the two.
The only thing I really remember, maybe because of how weird it was, I was Batman, and she was dressed up like Robin. So it was... It was confusing.
Do you think, though, sexual stuff in
it
costume...
It just reminds me of the ambiguously gay duo. Yeah. What that night was like.
Yeah. Yes.
But she was the ace to your Gary.
But does it help, you think, when it comes to like being creative and in the character?
No, you just in college and you're drunk and horny, you know,
Did you keep the mask on?
I don't remember that vividly. Like it's not like I can replay it in my head. I just remember being like, oh, this is kind of weird, but you know what? Like, just don't think about it. Just roll with it. I mean, it was a sexy Robin costume. It wasn't like, you know, like
it wasn't like the
she wasn't
old
wearing
school.
Like, yeah, and she wasn't wearing like a fake. She didn't have like a cup, you know, and like a fake penis, you know, or anything. She looked like a female Robin.
I just remembered another really funny costume.
What was it?
It was the year that I was Fred Flintstone. One of my old roommates, his girlfriend went as a sexy nurse, and he went as a doctor that specialized in abortions.
Oh my God.
So she put like fake blood all over his hand.
Oh, that's terrible.
Oh, and I just now I'm like visualizing the picture of it, and I had completely forgotten about it until just now.
Oh my God.
Oh, it's beautiful. Just college was such a free time.
Yeah, I just wish we were more, I don't want to say more woke, but I do feel like there were so many things that I was so ignorant about in college.
That's a different episode.
That's a whole different episode.
All right, what was it like when you first encountered a family that did not celebrate Halloween because of, you know,
Jesus?
That was like my entire church.
Really? They didn't celebrate Halloween?
Look, man, when I was in a sermon once, the preacher said, like, why, like, in the middle of a sermon, he was just this diatribe about kids not reading the Bible, and it's like, all these kids are reading Harry Potter about this witchcraft when they should be reading the Bible. And my sister was so mad, she just stood up and walked out. And it was like a super church. There was like 5,000 people in there. My sister was like, fuck off. It was probably the most I've ever admired my sister, honestly.
Yeah, that's surprising.
So yes, people in that church didn't really celebrate Halloween.
Keisha, what about you?
There was always lessons about like not eating too much candy, and they decided that was an opportunity to talk about gluttony. That was a thing. Or I do remember I did have friends whose parents let their kids celebrate Halloween, but they could only be like holy like things for Halloween. Like they could be angels or a business person. Anything that is
they
not
they couldn't be like a devil.
Yeah, like they couldn't be a devil. They couldn't be like a murderer. Or like a ghost or anything like that. It had to be all.
Could they be a sexy Jesus?
They could be Jesus. They could.
But a sexy.
Yeah,
Jesus.
Like young, like carpenter Jesus, like before he knew he was Jesus. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever have like a Halloween costume that scared those like creepy or those like little like Christian kid sissy boys? Because I had a Freddy Krueger, like the most expensive costume I ever got. My mom was generous enough to give me like a mold of Freddy Krueger's face.
Oh, nice.
Like one of those super, like you go to Party City and it's like a super nice mask that they have on the display or whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I got that and I got like the little claw, like plastic claw hands.
Ooh, those are
and
fun.
Then I just wore like pants and like a green and red sweater or something like that. And but I was Freddy Krueger. And like kids were like kind of afraid of that mask because Freddy Krueger looks fucking terrifying.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's super creepy. I never scared anybody who wasn't into Halloween. I did scare this like random girl in a bar downtown Austin. So I'm sure she was drunk a little bit. But I don't know why, but I was dressed as a giant gorilla. I was in full gorilla costume and it was very hot. Because Austin, either Halloween is freezing cold or like the hottest day of the year. There's no in between. And it was so hot. And inside, like the bars in Austin 6th Street, the reason they're bars is because they're historical buildings. Like that's where you would go 100 years ago to like, you know, get your horse, shoes for your horse, you know?
Shoes for your horse is where
shoes for your horse. So the point is, they do not have a lot of utilities. They're very old buildings. Pretty much the only business you could run out of them are bars. So they get hot, and they get hot quickly when they have a lot of people there. And for Halloween, you know, you're dead.
Nut to butt.
And so, yeah, I was just like dying and I was like trying to find the silver lining. And then this like girl freaked out at me. And like at first I thought she was being like fun and silly. And so she said something like, "Oh my God, that scares me." So I was like, "Ooga, ooga, ooga, ooga." And she's like, "No, I'm serious. That scares me." So I was like, "Whoa. Sorry, I'm just like," and I just like backed up and went the opposite direction.
Turns out she was tripping on acid.
God, that might have been the night that Chops ditched me. I think like it was with him and a friend of ours, and I was texting them both trying to find out where they were, and they would tell me where they were, so I'd go there and I couldn't find them, and they wouldn't text me back until then I'd get a text back and they were someplace else, and then I found out later they were just hooking up.
Together?
Yes.
Oh.
And they were like ditching me.
Smart.
That's why.
It's a sad memory.
What my sister used to do when she was in college, she would get tile, the little tile things you put on your keys, and she would put them on her friends. she would.
Becky. Beep beep beep.
But she has my sister. Well, and then my sister's friends would do it to her because when my sister would get drunk, she runs away. Like she just runs.
She's a runner. She's a runner. Yeah.
And so they had to put a tile on her so that they could find her later on in the night.
Why would she run away?
I don't know. You know how some people fight, some people cry? My sister just fucking sprints away.
How's it been like transitioning to adulthood with Halloween for you guys?
Lame.
Why? Why haven't you enjoyed Halloween as an adult?
I don't... Is it my bottom five yet?
All right. We'll wait then.
No, it's just like when you're a kid, you know, Halloween is like this thing that's celebrated for like, you know, like you guys said, there's the month of Halloween. I don't know. I remember maybe at the longest it was like 2 weeks of Halloween when I was a kid. But I don't know. It's, you know, there's no joy in trick or treating now. As an adult, you either have like the job of watching your kids walk around the neighborhood, or you're sitting there by your house like constantly getting interrupted to get up and give kids candy. And it's like, I don't give a shit about any of that anymore.
Hold on, when you guys were like in middle school or high school, this might be a girl thing, but did you guys remember going trick-or-treating at the person you like's house?
No.
Oh. No. Was that a thing?
Yeah, I remember.
In the Philippines, apparently.
No, it was in Harlingen. I remember I'd like know where my crush lived, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I was like, we have to go to this house. And then I would
perk up
my little middle school boobs.
Ew.
I was like Cleopatra or something. And I'd be like, trick or treat, is Steven home?
And they're like, no, he's out with all of the rest of his friends.
He's like, he's out with the popular kids, you loser. But you guys never did that? You guys didn't go trick-or-treating at your crush's house? Come on.
No one does that. I've never.
I did that.
You're the first person I've ever spoken charming. To that's done that.
You don't think it's charming when you answer the door and you have all these little kids and they're dressed up in all these cute costumes?
No, I just see a bunch of little rat bastards.
I'll tell you what, the only thing about Halloween I don't like, if a teenager's gonna trick-or-treat, they better fucking dress up.
Yeah, man.
That's bullshit. If you're gonna go around trick-or-treating and you're not gonna wear a costume, all you're doing is just like...
Wasting my time. And then you ask them, and then of course, they're like not dressed up in costume.
And they give you some smart ass response.
Yeah, and I was like, so what are you supposed to be? And they're like, bored. And I'm like... Fuck out of my house. Get out.
I don't know. It feels like when you're a kid, like everybody's all in on Halloween and then it goes away for your teenage years because in high school,
exactly.
It's not cool. Yeah. And then in college, everybody's all in again because you're completely unsupervised and drinking and doing drugs and just want any excuse to party. And then when you get out of college, it's just done. It's like there's still the people who commit to it. And then there's like the half-lifers who like kind of dip their toe into actually caring about Halloween. And then it just gets more and more diluted until it's just, you know, a meaningless money grab holiday with a bunch of stupid entitled kids running around in costume.
So was I the only person that, because there were so many bratty ass teenagers that would come by the house and try to get my good candy, I had like a stash.
Is that like a metaphor?
Of bad candy? Or like leftover Easter candy that...
What?
Yeah. So I had like my bowl, right? And the bowl had like a little bowl in it. And the big side was for like the kids and the good candy, like the candy I bought like the day before. And there's like a little section of it that I isolated and has like old Cadbury eggs from like 3 years ago.
Jesus, there's probably a Snopes article about you.
And that's what I would give to the douchebag kids that wouldn't dress up.
That's so gross.
Well, then do better. Dress up.
Oh, man. Last year, I made the mistake of buying Halloween candy way too early because we were at Costco in like early October. And I was like, oh, look at all these bags. We got to get them now. We're going to save money. Because usually I just go. I live in like a food desert. There's like not much near me except for the Dollar General. and I don't get me wrong. I love the Dollar General. I go to the Dollar General. I shop at the Dollar General. But I was like, it's better to just get it at Costco for the amount of volume we need. So I bought like 7 bags at Costco. And this was early October. By October 31st, Halloween night, I had eaten 3 bags myself of Costco chocolate. It's just so good. And the frustrating thing is it's all like, you know, the mini sizes. So it never feels, one, it never feels enough. And two, you never feel like you've eaten too much until it's way too late. Until you're 20 pounds heavier.
Jesus. You got really sick, didn't you?
No. I got really happy.
And you got really
I was a happier person. Like if people saw me on the street, I was whistling.
You got a little chonky. I remember that.
I got a little chonky, yes. I got bigger. But it was worth it.
What was your candy? Like, that's the mistake you made. Never buy the candy that you want to eat.
That's true.
So I always buy Skittles because I hate Skittles.
I buy Dots.
That's a shitty candy.
Exactly.
What are Dots?
You know, there are some shitty candies I like. Like, I used to love purple Nerds as a kid.
Like, only the purple ones?
Only the purple ones. You know how, like, Runts, everybody liked all the Runts except the banana ones?
I love the banana!
Yeah, yeah, fucking weirdo mouth breather kid you were. But I liked purple Nerds. I remember, like, getting Warheads for the first time and not knowing what they were and, like, popping one of those in my mouth and being like, what the fuck?
So you guys didn't do like seances?
No.
What?
You have a Ouija board?
No, I draw the line with Ouija boards.
What line?
Satan coming into my house line.
Oh, God.
I will not do, I will not ever touch a Ouija board, but I would do a seance.
My buddy Kristen, she was telling us how on our 90 Day Fiancé podcast, how she had a Ouija board when she was a teenager and she and her friends used it to figure out when they would get laid.
That's awesome. That's right. I used to always like the little Treehouse of Horror Simpsons episodes as growing up. And like my
Oh yeah, that's classic.
Yeah, those were fun.
All right. So we got one question from Twitter because again, we did not know we were gonna record tonight. So the question is from @NoWon'tLetYou. Costume parties as an adult. How elaborate do you go for the costume?
I am very lazy now as an adult. I usually just find the closest onesie and put it on. So I have been a pug onesie a few times. Paul and I were sloth onesies a couple of years ago. So we had like a really embarrassing moment. It was pretty much my fault because in college, I thought that Halloween weekend meant you do Halloween all weekend. I don't know where my calculations went wrong, but like it was one of those years where Halloween fell on a Friday night. So it was Saturday night, which meant it was November 1st. And I was like, all right, let's get dressed up. So Paula put on her pug onesie and I put on like a janitor outfit, but I had like a big net. And I like made a fake little sign on my shirt that said like dog catcher. So I was like, you know, catching a dog and she was a dog. And we got in a Uber and then we got downtown and we got out. And literally no one downtown was wearing a costume. It was
That's like a nightmare.
Insanely awkward. And there were a lot of people downtown because it was also F1 weekend. And I was just like, oh my God, like how could I have fucked this up so much? I just remember in college, it was just, you just partied all weekend. It didn't matter what date it was. But I don't know. I guess I got wires crossed because it was definitely not like that. So
how mad was Paula?
She wasn't too mad. But like the thing is, you know, we got an Uber downtown. And then after about 15 minutes downtown, we got an Uber back to the apartment.
Amazing.
We looked like fucking assholes.
You should have. No, I have no way to save that. You were an asshole. I don't know. I don't have an answer to that question. I don't think I've gone to a costume party since I was like 25. been like 9 years.
That's sad, man. People don't go to a costume party as an adult.
Everyone's got like kids. They're taking their kids around and shit.
Going kind of above and beyond for Halloween, especially as an adult, depends on who you're with. Like the person you're dating or the person you're going to go to these parties with that you're going to try and dress up with kind of has to be at the same energy level as you. Because if you're going all out trying to dress up and they're just like, that's stupid, I hate Halloween.
Yeah.
Kind of don't want to go go the extra mile. But if someone's like, that's fucking
dope. Billy and I would be a terrible.
Right. I mean, I went to like a murder mystery party and I was all in on dressing up and that because it was like the murder mystery. I was going to say board game, but what is it? Live action role play. I was LARPing. Like, yeah. I was the detective.
You kick your own ass afterward.
To your point about like Halloween parties and dress ups, like no one does it anymore, but I do have fucking like coworkers who it's like, okay, on Halloween, we're going to have a costume party for your kids. So bring your kid to work day and we'll parade them around the cubicle farm and people will give your kids candy at work. And it's like, what now? Kids are like getting paraded around corporate America and they're going cubicle to cubicle and getting candy. Are you fucking kidding me? I don't know. Maybe that was when I lost faith in Halloween as a holiday.
That's a bit much.
I'm voting for some like 4-year-old kid. Best costume. It's the umbrella with little tentacles hanging down from it. It's a jellyfish. That's clever. Oh, that baby's a princess.
Wow.
It probably qualifies as child abuse in some states.
All right, you boys and girls. It's time for Five Things with Keisha, with your host, Keisha.
Five things with my girl.
I was going back and forth on like candy and movies. And then I remembered that part of my childhood, my mom was responsible for making my costumes. So I decided to do top 5 Halloween costumes that I've made. I've made all of these costumes, by the way.
Either Did you I make made the them matching weapons?
Yeah. Either I made them or my mom made them.
Okay.
Number 5, which I hinted at earlier, was child bride.
Jeez.
But I'm pretty sure it was like a baptism dress that I just wore.
Is that like a more normal thing in the Philippines than it is in
child
the United
bride,
States?
Child bride, like an Epstein deal?
Yeah. What was the age of consent, Philippines?
Yeah, you know what?
12 years old? What?
Is it 12?
The age of consent in the Philippines is 12 years old. That's why you were a child bride.
Where are you seeing it?
Did she?
I don't know, the internet?
Did she walk you around town with a dowry? It may not have been Halloween.
This might not have been Halloween.
What's
at
crazy
all.
Though is that
this might have been how your parents paid for your dad's medical
shopping you around.
What's crazy though is that I didn't even have a veil. I didn't have like a bouquet. I was just a white dress. So how did people know I was a bride? Did I just tell them? I probably told them.
Thrown here.
Yeah.
That's
I know.
Terrible.
Well, sorry. On behalf of the Philippines, I'm sorry.
Oh, you can't say that. You can't speak for the whole Philippines.
So, okay.
How dare you?
So, number 5 was child bride. Number 2 or 4. Number 4 is, okay, so I remember watching Disney movies, and I'm like, Mom, I have to be Pocahontas.
Why? Because the white man came
she
and,
like,
took her away?
She was, like, the only dark-skinned, tanned Disney princess at the time. So, we didn't have anyone else.
Yeah, that I understand.
So, I was like, Mom. I have to be Pocahontas. And I was like looking at all the, you know her costume, right? It's like the one shoulder, midriff, frilly, like a little high cut frill, super like powerful woman. I was like, Mom, I have to do it. She's like, you know what? I don't have to spend money because I'm a PTA mom. I can just make it. I'll just make you a Pocahontas costume. And I'm like,
Please tell me she used a brown paper bag.
No, she used like burlap, like she cut, like it was like a potato bag.
Potato bag.
So
oh my
she
God.
Went to like Michael's and got like yards of this. Like it was the fucking itchiest.
I bet you got more offers for mail order bride in that than you did the wedding dress.
I mean, by that time she was 13, which for the Philippines,
little,
you know, is a
like
bit
an old maid.
For,
but yeah. It was like it was like the burlap sack, and then she like. She sewed a box, right? And then she would cut the edges so it like frilled. And then she would paint like little patterns on it. And then she got black nylons and cut the strips of it, and then I wore it on my head, and she braided it so that I had these long braids, and I was like, this is not the Pocahontas.
This is your top five. This is your top five. Why does everything suck?
Because she put so much effort into it, and I was itchy the whole day, but like, she was so proud of that costume, and like, Mom, I loved it, but I thought I was going to be the cool on-brand Pocahontas for Disney, and I was...
But you were the potato girl.
I was like Sacagawea from the history books. Like, it was just not what I thought. So, thank you, but yeah.
So you weren't parading around town singing the colors of the wind
no.
or anything?
And the thing is, I was like, okay, well, maybe I can just wear the burlap sack and like...
You basically just looked like you had lice.
But like, nothing underneath. You know what I mean? I was like, maybe I can just wear like... It'll be a little bit shorter. It'll be like a little dress. She's like, no, you have to wear a turtleneck. And leggings.
Oh my God. What did you even look like at that point?
I'll ask Grace to look for it. It was horrible. I was so sweaty and it was so hot.
Who is this little girl hobo? So
yeah. That's a great hobo outfit. Yeah.
So that was so number cute. Four. So number three, two,
so
one.
So wait,
three.
Does it get better or does it get worse?
It gets
in your
better
top
because
five?
The top two were the first two.
Billy, they always get worse.
The first two were costumes that my mom made. The rest of them are costumes I made. So number three was
shots fired. Grace.
Did you say shots fired, Grace? Yeah. The number three was I went to my very first comic convention in Boston and I decided to dress up as a sexy Ewok.
What the fuck? This is way more LARPing.
Because the Ewok outfit is like pretty saggy.
No. No, I was a sexy Ewok.
Yeah, did you hear how they made Pocahontas work? I'm sure they she got a couple of packages of cotton balls and like tinted them brown and just put them around the private bits.
So, yeah.
I'm going to Google sexy Ewok and see what comes up.
So, I actually...
Okay. Oh, no, there's some pretty sexy Ewoks. Who's this? Oh, is that Jessa Negri? Of course she's done sexy Ewok. She's always...
Just add NSFW to that search and let me know what comes up.
So, sexy Ewok, I like... Made a mini, it was like a furry mini skirt, a tank top, low cut, a hat with...
Are you sure you didn't just look like a barbarian?
That's true.
I also had a staff.
Barbarian.
It was very popular. Like, people took lots of pictures.
Well, we want to see a photo. So make sure we have a photo. We could put it out there with the show.
So yeah, so I made that from scratch, hot glued everything. And then, oh, here we go. Here we go. Can you see it?
You're just holding it up to the camera like an old person.
Oh my God, that is... Not nearly as good as all of the sexy Ewoks that I found on
it's
Google.
It's pretty cute.
You overpromised.
You look like
that.
A
so
you don't look like
a mouse.
An Ewok at all.
Shut up. The ears may have been a little big. This was my first time making it. It's cute.
That's the worst Ewok I've ever seen.
Shut up.
Well, this
look,
is why I was
just
number
sent
three
you
and
like
not number
five
one.
Five sexy Ewoks.
This is
look
like
at that. That
no.
is what a sexy Ewok looks
these are like.
Like
bikinis. Yeah, no, that's not at all what Wicket would wear in battle. So
do you think that girl got fake boobs just for this costume?
They would not have won the Battle of Endor in a bikini top. So.
There's a sexy Chewbacca
why?
In the back.
Was there?
Oh yeah, that is a sexy Chewbacca.
Yeah. So you guys didn't like my sexy Ewok costume? It was very popular.
No, it's pretty bad.
It was very popular with the boys in Boston. So
you could have worn a Slimer costume and it would have been popular at a Comic-Con convention.
So
especially in Boston. In San Diego, no, you'd have to do so much better. That costume, your costume would not fly in San Diego.
It's fine. So that's my first Ewok.
Have there been more?
Billy, we're being too mean. She might die. This is a great thing you
such
did.
Such a great costume.
Wonderful.
When I had to wear costumes to work for Halloween, I would always wear the headpiece of the Ewok costume and then the inside, like the shirt, and then I'd put a blazer on it, and then I'd be like business casual.
Yeah, it's a business Ewok.
Business Ewok, you know? Making moves.
That I like. Yeah, I think that's good. All right, what's your number two?
There were a lot of shitty things in my failed engagement relationship, but one of the things that was a positive was that man was game for any Halloween costume that I recommended. And so number two, 1 year, he was Ken and I was Ryu.
I thought you were going to say Barbie.
Yeah, that
no,
may, would make
but
more
the
sense.
Problem is my Ryu ended up looking like Kris Jenner because I just got like a wig. It was horrible.
This is your number two, and you just called it horrible.
It's such a bad cause. Like, if you saw a picture of it from, like, the chest up, you're like, she's just She's just Kris Jenner with a headband.
God, I hate the segment so much.
Okay, and then my...
Why do you suck at Halloween so badly?
My number one costume, which I think is still the best costume. Again, another couple's costume. I was Hulk Hogan, and he was Randy Savage.
Okay, that's good, but like, how did you pull it off?
So I had...
I don't trust you anymore when you describe...
I was such a good Hulk Hogan! I had a shirt... I made a shirt that said Hulkamania. And then I had a glowing...
You know, a lot of normal people wear shirts that just say Hulk. Like, they've sold millions of those
shirts.
And then
I had, like, a glow-in-the-dark... Well, they were sideburns, but they ran out of mustaches, so I had to take sideburns and shape them into a mustache.
Your childhood was so sad.
No, this was in my 20s.
That's even worse.
And then I got, like, it was, like, a red or a blonde mullet. And then I had muscles, and I had...
What do you mean you had muscles? Like, you're explaining everything, and then you just led with, I had muscles?
I mean, I had muscles at the time. And then my ex was Randy Savage, and he... we spent, like, 2 hours trying to find Slim Jims, because they were very difficult to find during Halloween.
Was he doing the voice?
Oh, yeah. And then I had to find, like, a belt.
You know what's crazy about that Randy Savage voice? He did it all the time. There's not a single person that's like, oh, I heard Randy Savage's natural voice. Every single person who hung out with Randy,
that's his voice?
Outside of wrestling in the cameras, say it was the same voice that you heard on TV. So either...
It's method acting.
Yeah. That is commitment.
So...
That is insane commitment.
What does his voice sound like again?
Oh, yeah. The Macho Man, Randy Savage, is going to... take you in the ring and lay you down and then go to the top rope and then come down with the flying elbow. Oh,
so
yeah.
Do you think he goes to like Subway and he's like, wheat bread,
turkey. Yes. All the behind the scenes interviews when they do like impressions of him, it's all like, oh yeah, partner, no, that sounds good. I want extra cheese and double pepper.
Go easy on the olive oil and add just a hint of mayo.
Oh, I don't know, doctor. It seems I'm bleeding whenever I pass a stool. Ooh, yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm delinquent on my payments. Please don't take my house away.
It's commitment.
No,
man.
Officer,
it's
I didn't commitment. Realize she was 13 and from the Philippines.
She was wearing a Pocahontas bag. I lost it.
It all comes full circle.
I love wrestling. I love 90s wrestling so
Y'all,
much.
You're telling me that that's not a good Hulk Hogan?
What's on your face?
That's my mustache, you asshole.
That's not a mustache.
That's the best
mustache. That looks like you have, that looks like pizza dough on your face. Like it just looks like
that
you
actually, you look like the Tiger King.
Yeah. Oh, that's a great Tiger King.
Guys, come on. I got the boa and everything.
It's a great Tiger King.
It's pretty good. Yeah. I was so proud of that costume.
You were ahead of your time for Tiger King.
The belt, the Hulk Hogan was not champion.
Okay,
and
belt
was.
They didn't have all the
Jesus
belts.
Jesus Christ.
Okay?
Let's not go into semantics
I
on
knew
this.
You were going to say that. I didn't want to show you the picture because you were going to say something that it was the wrong belt.
All right, that was the top-ish five.
It was a good top five.
Billy, do you have a bottom five to average this out?
All right, I'm ready. Just... cue the music.
Bottom five. Bottom five. You will die or you will eat the bottom five.
So, the reasons, many of which are included in this bottom five, Halloween fucking sucks.
Oh, come
no!
on.
All right.
Boo.
Starting from number five, it is a goddamn money grab. It is almost as bad as any of the Hallmark holidays at this point. They've started putting out candy 2 months, 2 months before Halloween. So people like Brandon can go, you know, get 10 bags of candy and lard up, and then they have to go buy a bunch more bags right before the fucking holiday.
Don't judge me.
They spend...
it makes it convenient.
$9 billion spent on this fucking holiday. For what? For what? Tell me. For kids to go.
Every holiday is a cash grab, man. That's not unique about Halloween. You think Christmas isn't a cash grab?
Christmas lasts like a month. Halloween is one fucking day. And it's actually
it's
just
only
one
day
night.
If-
It's a month. It's October.
It's a whole month.
October is Halloween.
It kicks off autumn
months.
And fall.
It's like the 4th of July just immediately goes away. And on July 5th, Halloween starts.
Yeah.
So wait, what are you saying? Are you saying Halloween is too long? Or are you saying
no,
it's
only
one
day?
Day,
but they're selling
it. I can't
it.
Keep track because it seems like you're contradicting
they sell
yourself.
It on July 5th for one day. You're buying candy that's
well,
going
to
fucking expire before you can hand it to kids.
What are you going
to
celebrate? Columbus Day? Labor Day?
No, I'm not. I don't celebrate piracy and the raping of the New World. I don't celebrate Columbus Day, Keisha. Jesus.
What about Labor
Get
Day?
Get your head out of your ass.
Newsflash. American candy does not expire after a month. There's so many chemicals in it.
That's
that
true.
Shit is good for a year.
I don't know. I'm not the
least.
One who's giving it.
Sell by
it
date
like
is for the packaging.
3 years later,
not...
what eggs were like chocolate eggs that you were giving that were three years old?
The Cadbury eggs.
Fucking monster. Yeah. Super expensive. Halloween costumes are like, at the very least, $40 for your kid when you get the Power Rangers and you're like, I don't want to be a Power Ranger. I want to be a monster. Go spend another $100 on a monster mask.
Too soon.
Jesus. Okay. Number four, shitty fucking candy. So you go spend like 3 hours of your night just walking around getting candy. You go to the Butterfinger house. They put the whole Butterfinger in. And then you empty your pillowcase at the end of the night. And there's like 6 good pieces of candy, and then just mountains of shit. Just, you know, Tootsie Roll Pops, candy corn, just like fucking
what the fuck
Smarties.
Is candy corn?
Like all of this stupid
Smarties.
Bullshit candy. No one gives out any good candy. It's like, it's just discount crap. And then you end up at the fucking dentist's house, and they give you like a sample of toothpaste that some fucking drug rep left 10,000 samples
hey!
Of Crest.
I banked on those to have fresh toothbrushes every year.
Oh my God, it's like a fucking charity case with you every time. Jeez, it's so like, and then like you get to that age where you eat candy and you're not like a little kid with impossibly strong intestines anymore and you eat like 5 pieces of candy and you immediately feel like you're going to throw up. And then you find out later that you're diabetic and your foot rots off and you die.
Oh, fuck, come on. That doesn't happen. Or at least it takes longer.
Halloween, man.
Yes. As an adult, after I ate all of that Halloween candy last October and gained like 10 pounds, was I worried about diabetes? Yes. If I got diabetes, would I have regretted eating all of that delicious candy?
No.
No.
You're an idiot.
I don't need 2 feet if I have all of that candy.
All right.
You know what I'm going to do? Well, you know what happens when I get depressed about losing a foot? You know what I can do?
Eat more candy.
Eat more candy.
That's right, kids. Listen to it here first.
This.
Eat your happiness. Celebrate healthy habits.
Yes. Do it.
Okay. Number three, being afraid, just constantly afraid. When you're a little kid and it's Halloween, people are going out of their fucking way to freak you out. You watch horror movies way too soon, and you can't even walk home and feel the same way about life anymore. You pay like $60 to go to a haunted house, and some fucking like psychopath jumps out with a chainsaw, like a real chainsaw, except for they've removed the sawtooth chain from it, and they're revving a chainsaw and chasing you through a fucking maze. Like, it's just terrifying. And then when you grow up like Southern Baptist, all of a sudden you're fucking worried about the devil all the time and going to hell and like little gremlins coming up and ruining your existence for eternity. Halloween is terrifying.
I don't know, man. Like, that's what makes it fun. That's part of like the excitement, and it desensitizes
Halloween.
Kids to danger.
It's true.
It helps make them not like anxious and scared about the entire world.
Yeah, and then you're like afraid that like some kid, like high schoolers, are gonna be driving around and they're like old F-150 with a paintball gun in the back just firing away at little kids.
Was that a thing?
Yes.
Was it also Halloween where they would hit the way where they would do like the thing where they hit the mailboxes from the back of the trucks?
They do everything. Everything bad happens on Halloween.
The toilet
everything.
Paper, the eggs.
Yeah, we'll cover this.
I'm starting to feel like something very specifically terrible happened to you one Halloween and you haven't let it go.
Guys, can we egg something? I've
What's
never egged
a, No, it's terrible. Okay, so that's number three, being constantly scared all the time. terrible. And then all of a sudden you're just not scared anymore. It's no longer fun. Whatever. Number two, have you heard of the term de-individuation before?
No.
So this is the phenomenon where basically kids are gathered together in a group and lose any concept of responsibility or remorse. Kids have scientifically been proven to be more evil or more naughty on Halloween. Basically, these groups dress up as little devils, and then they go around doing what Keisha said. Oh, let's egg a house because it's Halloween, yeah. And we're these little fucking ghouls who want to go ruin everybody's lives. Let's wrap a house with toilet paper. Let's shoot paintballs at somebody. Let's go smash pumpkins or throw something through a window. Let's go,
yeah, man,
steal.
It's like a little kid purge.
People start
stealing.
You gotta
get it out of your system.
Oh my God, it's basically free reign for kids to become their most primal evil versions of themselves. And it's terrible.
They gotta get it out now when they're young, when they can cause little damage versus when they're old and they can cause big damage.
Which is a great transition to my number one, crime. Have you ever looked at crime statistics on Halloween? It's a fucking nightmare. Did you know that the Journal of the American Medical Association basically says for kids ages 4 to 8, there's no more dangerous day of the year?
For little bitches.
Yeah. There's more pedestrian deaths on Halloween than any other day of the year.
Well, yeah, because people are walking on the street.
Okay, so Keisha's just like defending drunk drivers just ramming down 4 to 8 year olds.
Just people are careless on the street.
Yeah, and you know, they're wearing like, you know, costumes,
like
camouflage
into the
light.
It's like the worst case of victim blaming I've ever heard in my entire life. You're just, hey, there look like they're a bunch of kids walking around in the street in costume. Well, they're in the way. Thump, thump, thump.
Look, man, the best things in life carry risk,
that's true.
Okay? You're going to tell me it's not worth dying as a kid if you have a chance to get a bunch of free candy that you can just eat without consequences?
That's true, man.
Totally worth it.
I would do it.
Home insurance claims go up almost 20% every Halloween because of vandals,
what?
Because of theft, because of there's all sorts of just completely unaffiliated with children. Crime happens on Halloween because people leave. They go take their kids trick-or-treating or they go to a party and someone's like, oh, all of the houses are left open like Home Alone. Let's break in and steal shit. It doesn't fucking happen on Christmas like Home Alone taught us. It happens on Halloween like Halloween taught us. You're going to go out there and
does
get fucking
work?
Stabbed because some psychopath broke out of a goddamn middle ward and walked around with a butcher knife raping and killing kids.
Billy, you're going to help us rob some houses on Halloween?
Oh, my God. Oh, I hate this show. Halloween is terrible. It's filled with degenerates and a bunch of gluttons. It's a stupid holiday. We should celebrate Halloween for, like, the 3 or 4 hours that we're supposed to, or maybe have a small movie marathon party, and candy should only be on sale in that kind of quantity for the 2 weeks leading up to it. I end my case.
Billy, I feel like you have no inner child. I don't know what happened to your regular child when you were growing up, but you dearly missed something special about growing up. And it is now my life's mission.
Me too.
To help you understand that Halloween is fun. And yes, it may carry some risk, but it is worth the risk to be fun and silly and celebrate the occult, celebrate the weird, celebrate the crazy. That is what Halloween is, embracing all that is strange in the world and saying no matter what our differences are, it's all okay. We should just celebrate those differences and celebrate the weirdness because it can be so much fun.
And it'd be really fun to get killed with a man for a hook with hands.
Yeah.
So,
well, that's what I'm thinking about tonight.
Is that,
hook
is that
hands.
For
did I say hook with the, hands? That's even more confusing.
I know what you did last summer. That was the bad guy. He had a hook.
No, also,
the movie Hook.
Also the movie Hook.
Candyman.
Candyman!
Oh,
that's the
Candyman
one.
Candyman does not hold up. I haven't seen the new one, though.
The new one hasn't
the original,
come out yet, yeah.
Okay. The original, not great. So what did we learn today? I don't think we learned anything other than that Billy does not have a profound appreciation for Halloween. And I think we have
I learned the age
one
of consent
month.
In the Philippines.
Oh, me too. I learned that
That's
too.
The only fact that I heard today. All right. See you guys later. Happy Halloween.
See you guys later. Have a very happy and a very safe Halloween. We love you. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.